we're having the miso ginger chicken as our hot meal. And then we have the fruit and cheese platters.
Most people might sit on a plane quietly, maybe reading a book, listening to music, or having a quiet conversation. But when you're on a flight with a bunch of excited improvisers, you might hear something like this.
Hey, welcome to the James and Bacon Podcast.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
We are the James and Bacon Podcast, the highest podcast in the world. We're coming at you from 20,000 feet in the air.
We have a couple guests on with us tonight. About 130 other passengers.
We'll be hearing from them in just a little bit.
Idiots trying to do a podcast on a loud flight full of people. Because this week, we're going to do an improv festival. And that means the bits never stop.
We're going to try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's going to be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're going to try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though, podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we try a new theme, style, and topic. I'm Robert Bacon. This week is the Improv Festival. More specifically, the Alaskan State Improv Festival that I recently attended with a group, Gentleman's Falcon. Gentleman's Falcon is a group of friends who all met in Chicago, but since only a few members actually still live there. On the trip was James Dugan and myself, who still live in Chicago, Mike Kaufman, who now lives in Austin, Texas, and Drew Iden, who lives in the Bay Area in Northern California. Now, an improv festival is an event where every night there are multiple venues having improv shows, and during the day there are improv workshops and classes for people to take. After the shows at night, there's after parties and secret shows. It's a lot of fun. It's great for improvisers because it lets us perform in places that we normally wouldn't get to. And it's great for the city because people who are there get to see improv and talent that they normally wouldn't get to see. On this episode, you're going to hear some audio from when I randomly remembered to record it, and some audio from our show. This episode is going to be less about jokes and more about behind the scenes of a group, being together and having fun. Now, back to this airplane podcast. We recorded ourselves for a majority of the flight, or a good chunk of the flight. We did really stupid bits. Most of them are very difficult to hear. They're disjointed because we can't even hear each other when we talk. And at the end, we basically came to this conclusion.
You know, maybe we should just spend some time catching up. We usually save this for the very end of the episode.
Well, this could be the end of the episode.
Really? I feel like we have a lot more to go.
Okay.
And a lot of longevity.
We have an hour and a half of
basic,
this.
Just premise-driven, gimmick-heavy podcast that we are forcing upon the minds of not only the people who downloaded it, but the people who just wanted to enjoy a nice flight to Juneau, Alaska.
Yeah, well, too bad.
So we arrive in beautiful Juneau, Alaska, with all its mountains and its ocean. It's fantastic. We get off the plane, and we're greeted by a couple of representatives from the festival who we thought were just going to give us a ride to our hotel, but they actually gave us a ride to a glacier. Our driver was Dennis. Dennis is awesome. We came to know him really well throughout the festival, and we decided to ask him a couple questions to try and find out some of the local secrets of Juneau.
Like the what's the best restaurant in Juneau?
McDonald's?
No.
Was that just a burn on Juneau?
Yeah. Best restaurant. Wow. The Wharf has reasonable food.
The Wharf?
The Wharf is right across from the Gold Belt. There's about, in fact, that's where one of the performances is going to be. I think on the Wharf.
Okay. And that has good, like, crabs and fishes?
It would possibly have some good crab and fishes.
Okay.
See, a lot of stuff's not open yet because the tourists aren't here.
Take me directly.
Oh, we're in Juneau's a tourist town?
Yeah. It is really a tourist town. Yeah. You're easy. Everything's about a half hour away. Everything.
But right now you're taking us to a glacier?
Yeah.
So this is where all that bottled water comes from?
Yeah, well, sort of.
You can see all the factories?
Fiji. This is usually our salmon streams are biting here, and our bears get pretty busy during the summer.
When is salmon season, bear?
That's Mike Kaufman in the back seat.
We'll start seeing them come up and around in June, end of June.
So we're not going to see any bears because they're hibernating still?
They are hibernating, but they'll be out by now. We had an early spring, and they do come out during the winter. Some, you know, they come uncave themselves and come out, and they go back in again.
Okay. What should we do if we come across a bear?
That's Drew Iden also in the back seat.
Probably you know what I did? I screamed real loud.
You yell at them.
I had one at the house that we ran into each other nose to nose.
What?
And I just screamed, and he just screamed back at me. And we both ran the opposite direction really fast.
Wow.
He was smaller, and, you know, he probably weighed a couple hundred pounds more than me, but he was small. I mean, as far as the bears are concerned.
So if you couldn't tell, we're pretty amazed by Dennis's story. Turns out Dennis is an amazing guy. That weekend, we ended up going to Dennis's beautiful house, located right on the ocean, drinking a few Alaskan ales, eating some buffalo jerky, talking about improv and life, and skipping a few stones. He's a great guy, and he really represents the different feeling of this festival compared to others. The people in charge wanted to make sure that not only would you have fun performing at night, but they wanted to make sure that you got the whole Alaskan experience, which we got. We went whale watching, we went hiking, we went to the Alaskan brewery. It was a blast. Of course, I didn't capture any audio from those moments. I was too busy enjoying myself. But I did get to capture this random moment. Around 3 o'clock in the morning, we met this lady. Just a little heads up. This is why this episode is rated explicit.
What'd you guys say to that woman? What'd you say to her?
I said, have a good night? No, I said...
No. Drew shined his phone, and she flipped out.
Yeah, so what happened? Can you explain just what happened?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So, we got up here. And I'm like, hey.
All right, just so you guys know, we're right by the ocean here in Juneau.
But up high.
Right by the wharf. And there's just, like, kind of part that is open for everybody. Like a public walkie-uppy part.
Right. And it's a couple stories.
Yeah, we're about 3 stories up.
Right.
4 stories up.
Okay, so we're up here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Drew, how's James going to know that we're up here? And he's like, oh, we told him.
Yeah.
And we see James, right?
We think we see James.
And I'm like, oh, that's James. How do we tell James that we're up here? He's like, oh, he knows. But just in case, Drew takes out his phone, turns on the light, and shines it at James.
Yeah.
Which then, a random woman,
yeah,
in this parking lot down below, goes, what the fuck are you trying to do?
There's a bunch of yelling and swears. And then I took out my phone late in the game and missed all of it.
She was upset. She was so upset with us.
That we just happened to be up here.
And I said, you're cool.
And she said, fucking right.
Yeah, fucking right, I'm cool. And then she was still upset and yelling, and I really wanted to yell more at her.
I'm glad that you didn't.
I was really upset with her.
Part of me wanted you to.
Oh, man. I wanted to give it to her because I'm like,
it's just
a tiny woman
down there, and we're fine. Like, she's not going to do anything.
I was like, I don't know why you're upset. You don't know us. Here's a person coming upstairs.
Okay.
I think it's James.
I think we know.
Thank God.
Yeah, that's James. I think that we know why she's upset. Like, she's an alcoholic and a possibly homeless person, and she's kind of upset with life. And it has really nothing to do with us, so I'm glad that we didn't antagonize her and make her life worse.
You know what? You make a lot of sense right now in this moment.
So that was a stupid little moment. But you might be saying, what about the show? Bacon, tell us about the show. Show stuff, we need to know. Well, the show was super fun. We had a lot of fun with each other. We had a lot of fun warming up. Here's us warming up with a game where you tell 3 secrets about yourself.
Thank you, Mike, for sharing.
Thank you, Mike, for sharing.
Thank you, Mike, for sharing.
Thanks for allowing me to share.
I am not a person. I'm actually made up of a series of wooden planks.
No.
Totally. Get that out of the way.
Totally.
That open.
I feel like that's several secrets.
I have two wishes left. On a genie. And I have a cosmetic license plate from the state of Utah.
Thank you, Drew, for sharing.
Thank you for allowing me to share.
We warmed up for about 30 minutes because we're idiots and we were just having fun. But how was the show itself? Super fun. Super visual, so I can't play a lot of it for you, but I could share some clips. Here's Gentleman's Falcon at the Alaska State Improv Festival.
Ladies and
it isn't until about halfway through the show that we have a scene that you'd be able to understand on a podcast. It's about a barbershop quartet that's debating on whether or not they should go out and do their show.
I can't speak. This hurts. We can't go on tonight.
We can go on. This barbershop quartet has never missed a show.
Never once. Never once.
Oh, no, we go on. Today? Now!
Oh!
Jenny, where are you? Jenny, your car's not in the driveway. Jenny, you dirty cheating bitch, Jenny. Where the fucking call me? Text from me to my ex-girlfriend. Boom, boom, boom.
Take it away,
Mark. Here we go, Mark, with your big solo.
I'm in the house. I'm in lockdown. Day and time. Someone help me. Ow. Ow.
That's not our best concert.
No, we should not have made you do that. And also,
sorry, our fault.
Also, I'm so sorry that we made you do this so close to your breakup.
I know that's not what the song was about. I just started singing.
I know. It's supposed to be Coney Island Baby.
Next up, we have two DJs from different radio stations arguing over the phone. They've been yelling at each other for a while, and this is when it reaches its pinnacle.
I am coming over there!
I'm coming over there!
Well, no, don't! You will never meet! I must have to stay put! And I'm gonna bring so much pain to you!
Alright, you stay there! I'm coming to you!
No, I'm coming to you! I declared it already!
Well, it doesn't matter! I'm three, I'm coming over there!
I'm three, I'm leaving!
One, two, three!
After that, there's a few more ridiculous scenes, and we have a scene about Christopher Columbus.
Does he land yet, Columbus?
No.
What's that?
Well, fine, I'm going to get angry at me.
Definitely going to find Columbus. What's out there?
I'm going to upset.
Oh, what's that out there? Huh? Is that land? Is it a cloud? Maybe something to get excited about, Columbus, huh? What is that? What do you see?
It's just a couple mermaids.
So what should we do next? If we see mermaids, we're in danger. What should we do next, Columbus?
Hoist the mane.
Hoist the mane. Is that the thing to do, Columbus? Hoist the mane?
I don't remember.
You remember. I know you do.
I'm upset.
No way. Hey, come out of your angry cave, Columbus.
I'm going to kill so many natives and bring it back.
We do a few more physical scenes, and then the show ends. On a teacher getting two wet willies and a giant wedgie.
We're Kentucky. Nobody has any hubcaps.
Thank you.
That's this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and want more, please subscribe to us on iTunes. Rate us, review us, you know the thing. Special thanks to the Alaskan State Improv Festival. If you want to see the full Gentleman's Falcon show, you can check out our link on our website, trythispodcast.com. That's also where you could find all our episodes. Also, want to send out some love to our new friends over at Improv Boston. We really love seeing you guys perform, but what we loved even more is getting to know you guys. I really wish that I took some audio of us hanging out, but I'm a dumb donkey, so it's just going to have to be between us. That's the end of the show, you guys. Make sure to check us out next week when we have a whole new theme, style, and topic. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.